祝大家平安。
Today's passage is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 15.
今天的经文是从哥林多后书第二章第六节。
第九章。
Oh, sorry, 第九章。
第五，I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看我 PowerPoint. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Remember this.Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts,to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seeds to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in the prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now, 2 weeks ago, I shared an excerpt from To Kill a Mockingbird, the book.
两个星期前我分享了一段文章，是从一本书叫做《杀死一只知更鸟》。
It is about the story of a pastor collecting a donation for one of his church members in need.
它是关于一个牧师为一个需要金钱的会友筹款的故事。
Now I don't know if you remember the story, but after reading that story, I noticed some members start staring at the door during offering.
在讲完那个故事之后，我发现很多会友呢看着外面的门。
They must have been worried.
他们一定很紧张。
That I would lock it up, lock the doors up, and force the offering out of everyone, just like the pastor in the story.
他们可能怕说我像故事里面的牧师一样，把门锁起来，要大家捐款。
Dear friends, your fears are unfounded.
你们担心太多了，我的朋友们。
You have misjudged me.
你误会我了。
Locking the doors to enforce a needed donation, this is such crudeness.
这是一个很不成熟的作为，把门关起来，要你们大家奉献。
I have to uphold my reputation for cunning and ingenious methods of torture.
我必须要保持我的名声呢，用更奇怪的方式来折磨你们。
If we have a real financial need,
如果我们真的有财务上的需要的话
，Surely you can think that I will have a more cruel and subtle way to do this.
我一定会有更残忍以及更奇怪的方式。
Here's what I would have done instead.
我会这样子做。
I will plan 3 consecutive weeks of sermon.
我会计划呢有三个星期连续的讲道关于奉献。
And all of these sermons will talk about giving and donations.
我连续讲三个星期捐款以及奉献的故事。
Clever, right?
聪明对吧
？And by the end of these 3 sermons, you will be donating so much just to get me to stop.
在三个星期以后呢，你会奉献了很多钱，叫我来停止。
And if only I could find a way to make this second sermon even especially long.
假如今天呢，我可以把我的第二个经文呢讲得更长的话。
And this as unbearable experience will just make the whole persuasion process complete.
我想呢，你们大家呢大概就受不了了，而被我说服了。
So you see, the story from To Kill a Mockingbird is not to endorse the pastor's action.
所以你看这篇故事呢，从这个杀死一只知更鸟的故事呢，并不是要讲这个牧师的作为。
What I was trying to illustrate from the is my main point from that sermon.
最主要呢，我是要讲的重点是什么呢
？That it is very important for the church to speak about money matters.
在教会里面讲金钱的事情是很重要的。
The pastor in that story displayed leadership and courage in handling the issue.
在故事里面呢，这个牧师呢发挥了领导能力，在讲金钱的故事。
And that was my main emphasis from the sermon.
这是我主要的重点。
His methods no doubt were questionable.
他的方式呢一定是有问题的。
But his intention was nonetheless commendable.
但是他的动机呢是可以赞扬的。
So if the pastor wants to have an honest and authentic relationship with his church,
假如这个牧师要有一个真实的跟他的会众有真实的关系的话，
one that is that is like the relationship between Paul and the Corinthian church,
就好像保罗跟哥林多教会一样，
then the pastor must address the issue of financial difficulties with his flock.
这个牧师呢一定要跟会众讲到这个金钱上的问题。
And that was the point of my sermon the last time.
这就是我上次讲话的重点。
So those of you who were preparing to escape during offering, you can relax now.
你们那些要逃走的，你们可以放心了。
Now today we will look at the other side of the same story.
我们今天看另外一个故事。
We have to ask, was the pastor right to force his flock to give for a worthy cause?
这个牧师为了正当的理由来强迫他的会众是来奉献是正确的吗？
Some of us may feel, I feel uneasy with the way he's forcing his church, coercing his church.
你们有些人可能觉得，这个牧师这样强迫他的会众呢，我觉得不舒服。
But however, although you feel uneasy, it's very hard for you to pinpoint what exactly is wrong with his actions.
你们但是你们也很难讲出到底问题在哪里。
Maybe you feel, well, he needs the money and he's no other choice. He has to do it, right?
有些人可能觉得啊，他没有方法了，只有这样做。
Sometimes it's hard to fault a desperate man.
有时候很难去为一个亡命之徒来责怪一个亡命之徒。
Others, however, may think otherwise.
有些人呢就会觉得
，They may say, well, you know, the end justifies the means.
结果才是更重要的。
So as long as we manage to collect the money, the method of persuasion doesn't really matter, does it?
只要我们收到钱的话呢，这个方式是不重要的。
We have to ask, is this true?
但是这是真的吗？
The end justifies the means?
这个结果才是最重要的吗？
Is there any difference between getting the money forcefully or voluntarily?
在强制呢，或者是自愿的收奉献有什么不一样呢？
The answer from Paul in today's passage is very straightforward.
今天在保罗的信息里面呢，他很简单的回答出来这个。
It is not true.
这不是真实的。
The end does not justify the means.
这个结果呢，并不是用任何的方法来决定的。
It is important to raise the money.
收奉献是很重要的。
But how the money is collected or raised is just as important.
如何收奉献呢？也是很重要。
To Paul, then giving must not come with any reluctance or come with any compulsion.
对于保罗来讲呢，奉献不能出于勉强。
Giving must come from a cheerful heart.
奉献呢，必须要从一个喜乐的心。
And the reason for this is the very basic principle.
这个重点，这个理由很简单。
You reap what you sow. That is the principle.
种什么呢就收什么。
When you give, you are sowing seeds.
当你在奉献的时候呢，你就种下种子。
And the fruits that you reap from your sowing, yes, on one hand, it depends on how much you sow.
你种了多少呢？是的，你就收了多少。
But it depends even more on what exactly you have sown.
更重要的是你到底种了些什么东西。
The quality of your of what you have sown matters much more than the quantity of what you have sown.
这个你种的质量呢，比你种的这个数目呢还要重要。
Now, one of the very first lessons when I was learning about evangelism is that your motives for evangelism is of the foremost importance.
我所学到福音的第一课呢，就是你的动机是最重要的。
Why do you evangelize?
你为什么要传福音呢？
If you evangelize because you are afraid that otherwise God will punish you.
如果你传福音是因为上帝会惩罚你的话，
then you are evangelizing out of fear.
那你就是为了害怕而传福音。
If you evangelize because you feel guilty about not fulfilling the great commission,
如果你是因为要遵循这个大使命而传福音的话，
then you are evangelizing out of guilt.
那你就是为了罪恶感而传福音。
But the principle of you reap what you sow applies.
但是呢，你种什么就收什么是最重要的。
If you evangelize out of fear,
如果你为了害怕而传福音，
then people will believe out of fear.
人们呢也会因为害怕而相信上帝。
If you evangelize out of guilt,
如果你为了罪恶感而传福音，
then people will believe out of guilt.
人们呢也为罪恶感而相信神。
Both of these makes for very unsteady converts with shaky theological foundations.
这两个方式呢，让觉志的人呢有不稳定的一些真理的基础。
It's only when you evangelize out of love do you reap converts who believe out of love.
只有呢，你为在因为爱的状况下传福音呢，那些相信的人就是接受了你的爱的种子。
Now the reason why I share this lesson with you is because the same principle for evangelism also applies for giving.
我跟你分享这样的原则呢，就是因为传福音的方式是跟奉献呢是一样的。
When we give,
当我们奉献的时候
，we are offering much more than just money.
我们所奉献的不只是金钱。
The motives of our giving is just as important as well because these are sold.
我们所奉献的动机呢也是一样。重要的。
Just as in evangelism, we reap the corresponding fruits of these motives.
就好像我们传福音，我们收到的就是我们种下的福音的果子。
Now in Room to Read, this is one of the most successful charity organizations in the world today.
有一个慈善团体叫做 Room to Read， 是世界上很有名成功的团体。
It transformed the lives of millions of children in the world.
它改变了百万的小孩子的生命。
And all these children from the developing countries, their lives are transformed because this organization focuses on literacy and gender equality in this country.
这个慈善机构呢，就是特别强调在文字教育上以及两性平等上，所以为这些开发中国家的小孩子帮助了很多。
It builds libraries and schools.
它建了很多的。图书馆及学校
and it also sponsored many female students in at least in 9 different countries.
至少在九个国家里面呢，它帮助了许多女性的学生受教育。
Now, this is what the founder of this organization, John Wood, has to say about fundraising.
以下呢是这个发起人叫做 John Wood 呢讲谈到关于筹款的故事。
He says, "I would do almost anything to raise money."
他说呢，我会做任何的方式来筹款
，to help Room to Read to build more schools and libraries，
来帮助我的组织呢建造更多的学校还有图书馆。
However, I consciously avoid one technique that other charities use apparently to quite good effect。
但是呢，我避免去使用一个伎俩呢，是许多慈善团体使用的。
And this I refer to it as the Sally Struthers whip baton。
这个我所要讲的呢，就是没有理由的哭泣。
Everyone knows that there are poverty in this world.
许多人知道在世界上有很多贫穷的人。
Almost everyone are saddened by this poverty.
几乎所有的人都觉得为这件事情感到难过。
Some charities find it effective to show photos of a child covered in flies.
许多的慈善团体呢觉得。把小孩子的照片贴在传单上呢，是很有效的。
It's a child that is covered in flies.
他们就把小孩子呢，有许多苍蝇沾的小孩子放在这个照片里面。
Or a malnourished family lying in the dust.
或是呢，在一个营养缺乏的家庭，在一个很贫穷的地方，这样子的照片。
John Wood says, with all respect to Miss Struthers, he says, I find that it demeans the world's poor to use pity when soliciting donations.
这个 John Wood 就讲了，他觉得这位女士叫做 Struthers 的，用这样的方式呢来筹款是在贬低穷人。
These images negate the inherent dignity of each human being.
这样子的照片呢，事实上是降低了人类的尊严。
I may be wrong, but I think that guilt should not be used as a marketing tool.
我可能是错的，但是我觉得这个罪恶感呢，不应该是用来劝人奉献的。
John Wood then goes on to say that it is also in the financial interest of the charity.
对于慈善的财务的机构呢是有帮助的。
Because potential donors want hope and optimism in their lives.
因为一般的奉献的人呢，他喜欢的是有生命的盼望以及正面的意义。
They want to see solutions.
他们要知道解决的方法。
He says, if we accost them with images of a poor person,
我们如果用穷人的照片
they are likely to be sad.
来跟他们宣传的话，他们很容易就会觉得悲哀。
But they might not take action.
但是他们可能不会奉献。
But if we instead present a photo of a kid, you know, with his graduation cap and gown,
但是你如果用一个小孩子穿着毕业的制服的照片
or farmers in Honduras with their new well，
但是或者是呢这个 Honduras 这个那边的 农民呢使用一个新的井，
then people are more likely to share in their optimism by donating to the cause。
那人们呢就会更愿意奉献，因为呢他们就知道这是正，就是他们所要做的。
He says, "Yes, I know that we need to make citizens aware of all the terrible conditions of which in which much of humanity lives."
他说呢，是的，没错，我们要让许多人知道世界上有很多的人生活在很穷的环境当中。
He says, "But I leave that to CNN and BBC."
但是呢，我想那是一些新闻节目的责任。
And I will assume that my donors are smart enough to know about the state of the world today.
而且我可以假设呢，我很多的奉献的人知道这个世界上到底是发生了哪些不好。
He says, "I would much rather lead with a solution."
我更愿意呢去有找出一个解决的方案。
And ask potential donors and employees and volunteers to be part of this solution.
然后领导呢这些奉献的人，我的职员以及志工呢一起来。作为这样来努力。
He says, "The tears that we shed should be tears of joy."
他说呢，我们所流下的泪呢，应该是高兴的眼泪。
On the day that we open a new school,
在我们开展很多新的学校
，or present 50 girls in rural Vietnam with long-term scholarships,
或者是为了贫穷的乡下的越南女孩子呢，给他们奖学金。
He says, "I repeat again, the tears that we shed should be tears of joy."
我再说一次，我们所流下的眼泪应该是高兴的眼泪。
In this, John Wood has spelled out his conviction on the way that he does fundraising.
这是 John Wood 呢为他的筹款所提到的理念。
He believes that it should be centered on hope and optimism, and not on doom and gloom.
他说呢，这是应该基于希望与乐观，而不是绝望与悲伤。
This is a powerful testimony.
这是一个很有力的见证。
One that is gained from immense experience.
是从一个许多的经验累积而来。
Similarly, Paul's message about giving is also a powerful one today.
相同的，保罗对于奉献的讲道呢，也是很有力的。
Because it's powerful in two ways.
它在两方面很有力。
It's powerful in what he's saying.
它是在他所讲的东西上面很有力。
But it's also powerful in what he has chosen not to say.
他选择呢不讲的东西呢也很有力。
Paul did not use guilt or fear to ask the Corinthians to give.
保罗呢没有用罪恶感或者是恐惧来让哥林多人来奉献。
Paul did not talk about how pitiful the Jerusalem church is.
保罗呢也没有讲到耶路撒冷的教会有多可怜。
Paul did not show videos of needy people with tearful faces to you know which is so common in some charity shows today.
保罗呢也没有像今天慈善团体所讲的。把许多耶路撒冷基督徒流泪的照片呢，或者是录像带呢，显示出来。
Paul did not ask Titus to go to Corinth and perform some dangerous stunts to impress the Corinthians to give more.
保罗呢，也没有叫这个提多呢去表演一些耍杂技，来让哥林多人奉献的更多。
And Paul most certainly did not include a lucky draw to win cars and condominiums, you know, for every donation that the Corinthians give.
保罗呢，当然也没有有这个抽奖呢来给车子或者是公寓。
Paul did not do any of this.
他没有这样子做。
He did not do any of this because he didn't want any of these seeds of wrong reason to be sown together with the giving.
因为呢，他不要让这些不好的原因、不好的东西呢，一起为着他的奉献呢、捐献一起种下去。
Instead, Paul states only one motive for giving.
他只有讲到一个真正奉献的动机。
Why do we give? It is because of the kind of God that we believe in.
为什么我们要奉献呢？那就是因为我们这位神。
Brothers and sisters, this is what goes on in the mind of a cheerful giver.
兄弟姐妹们，这就是在一个乐意奉献者人心里面所想的。
The kind of God that we believe in.
这是这样的上帝我们所相信的。
We believe in a God of righteousness.
我们相信我们的神是公义的神。
We believe in a God of justice.
我们相信我们的神是公平的神。
And this is the kind of God that we believe in, and this is why we give.
这就是我们所相信的神，这就是我们奉献的原因。
And from this, Paul quotes from Psalm 112.
这保罗呢，在诗篇112篇里面呢，他也提到。
Let me read some other verses from the very same Psalm that Paul has quoted from.
让我向你们读到诗篇112篇保罗所引的。
In verse 1, it says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord and who finds great delight in his commands.
第一节讲到说，你们要赞美耶和华，敬畏耶和华，甚喜爱他命令的，这人变为有福。
He says, even in darkness, light will dawn for the upright, for the gracious and compassionate righteous man.
他说，甚至呢，在黑暗当中呢，有光向这些公义的人发现。
In verse 5, he says, good will come to those who is generous and who lends freely, who conducts his affair with justice.
第五节讲到施恩与人、借贷与人的，这人事情顺利，他要被审判的时候呢，要赎自己的冤。
You see, this is what goes on in the mind of a cheerful giver.
你看，这个就是一个乐意奉献的人心里面所想的。
This is what he believes in.
这就是他所相信的。
That God is righteous.
上帝是公义的。
And that God is just.
上帝是公平的。
And therefore, God will bless the man who obeys His will.
上帝会祝福遵行他旨意的人。
God will bless the man who obeys His commands.
上帝呢会祝福遵行他命令的人。
And God's will, God's command, is to care for the poor and the needy.
上帝的命令呢，就是要去照顾这些贫穷以及需要的人。
And God's blessing will come in the form that even though the man gives generously, he will not be in want.
上帝的祝福呢，也会来祝福到这些乐意奉献的人身上，所以他不至于缺乏。
And God will continue to favor the gracious and the compassionate, such that they can always continue to give.
上帝呢也会继续照顾这些施恩以及怜悯人的，所以他们可以继续的施恩给别人。
It is grace to be able to participate in God's will.
这个和上帝一起同工呢，这是一个很有恩典、很有祝福的事情。
And the generous, and the cheerful giver believes that God is the giver of all things.
这些奉献的人呢，相信上帝呢是给他们东西的人。
And because God is the giver of all things, God will be generous to those who are generous.
因为上帝呢是赐予所有东西的人，所以呢上帝也会对给予慷慨给予东西的人呢更加的慷慨。
And the cheerful giver is also a courageous giver because of his faith in God's providence.
这些乐意奉献的人呢也是很有勇气的人，因为他们相信上帝呢会赐予他们。
And the cheerful giver is also a righteous giver because he believes he longs for the will of God to be done.
这个乐意奉献的人呢，也是公义的人，因为他相信呢，他追求上帝的旨意。
He cares for the things that God cares about.
他在乎神所在乎的事情。
He gives not because he's abundant now.
他给呢，不是因为他富有了，可以。
But because his abundance lies in the hope.Of God, in the hope of God.
而是因为他的丰富呢，是因为他对上帝的丰富有希望。
Greg Morrison is the founder of Central Asia Institute.
Greg Morrison 是一个机构叫做 Central Asia Institute 的建立人。
And Central Asia Institute basically is a charity organization that built schools in Afghanistan.
这个慈善机构呢，是在 Afghanistan 阿富汗呢建了很多学校。
And he wrote about his experience in a book.
他讲到他的经验在他的一本书里面。
And this book has this subtitle.
这本书的标题呢？
副标题。
副标题呢
？Is one man's mission to fight terrorism one school at a time.
是对抗恐怖主义呢，让我们一次建立一间学校。
Morrison fought against this subtitle but failed.
Morrison 呢，他极力争取要改这样的名字，但是他失败了。
And that edition of the book sold only 20,000 copies.
那个版本呢，只卖了两万本。
Morrison then prevailed upon the publishers to change the subtitle for the next edition.
Morrison 呢，极力的说服出版商再把他的副标题再改正。
His first choice was actually one man's mission to promote peace one school at a time.
他的建议呢，就是应该要讲是追求了和平，一次建立一间学校。
His publishers eventually relented.
他的出版商后来同意了。
And this retitled book then make the New York Times non-fiction bestseller list.
这个重新命名的书呢，登上了《纽约时报》最佳畅销书的名单上。
Morrison then explained the reason for this change of subtitle.
Morrison 呢，然后为这样的事情来解释。
He says, if you just fight terrorism, it is based in fear.
他说呢，如果你对抗恐怖主义来根据恐惧来对抗恐怖主义的话，
He says, but however, if you promote peace, it is based in hope.
但是呢，你追求和平的话呢，你是根据希望。
Paul's message is a very powerful one because he has given us a very worthy motive for us to give.
保罗的信息呢是非常有力的，因为他给了我们一个很有力的动机。
We are a cheerful giver because our giving is also similarly based in hope.
我们是很乐观施舍的，因为呢，我们的奉献是基于完全的希望上面。
It is hope in a righteous and just God.
它是对于神的公义呢，以及神的真有希望。
And we give because we want to participate in God's love for the poor and needy.
我们奉献呢，是因为我们要参与神对于贫穷人还有急需人的帮助。
We give because we want what God wants.
我们要做上帝所要做的事情。
And this is not an remember this is not an obligation.
这不是一个责任。
It is obedience out of our own free will.
这是一个遵照我们自由意愿。
This is what goes on in the mind of a cheerful giver.
这是一个乐意奉献的人心里面所想的。
We are cheerful not because we are forcing ourselves to be happy about the giving. No.
我们不是强迫自己呢，很高兴来奉献。
We are cheerful because there is joy in working together with God.
我们很高兴呢，是因为我们与神同工。
And Paul concludes by saying that when this happens,
保罗总结说，当这样子的状况发生的时候呢，
when we give as a cheerful giver,
当我们成为一个乐善好施的人，
This will lead to thanksgiving to God.
这个最后呢，会变成对神的感恩。
We must be careful here.
我们必须要小心在这里。
This thanksgiving is not a motive of giving.
这样的感恩呢，不是奉献的动机。
This thanksgiving is but only a natural consequence of cheerful giving.
而是一个乐善施舍的自然的结果。
We do not give so that people would think positively about the God of Christianity.
我们不是因为让人对基督教信仰有友善呢而来奉献。
If that is our motive,
如果那是我们动机的话呢，
then our giving will become like a public relations campaign.
我们的奉献将会成为提升公共关系的一个活动。
And the positive effects will be reversed when people interpret our giving as, you know, that's just only marketing.
所以呢，事实上这样子成为市场导向的奉献呢，事实上是一个会得到反效果的。
Therefore, Paul says that if this giving is genuinely from a cheerful and obedient giver,
所以保罗说呢，如果奉献呢是从一个很喜爱乐于施善的人，
people will interpret that as an act of God.
人们呢就会觉得这是神的作为。
And then praise and glory will belong to God.
赞美以及荣耀呢，就会归给神。
Because this human action is now interpreted as a divine act.
因为这样人的作为呢，被看成是神的作为。
Now why?
为什么呢？
Isn't it the donors themselves who were giving?
这不是人所给的东西吗？
Why is it that now is interpreted as a divine act?
为什么它会被翻译成是上帝的举动呢？
Also, if this thanksgiving to God is not the motive of giving,
如果对神的感恩不是奉献的动机的话，
Why is Paul talking about this thanksgiving?
为什么保罗要讲奉献的感恩呢？
The answer to all these questions is because the message and the messenger, they are inseparable.
这答案呢，是因为这个信息和传信息的人是不可以分的。
We must be reminded of this divide between the Jewish and the Gentile Christians.
我们必须要记得呢，这个犹太人以及外邦的信徒是分开的。
And therefore, because of this divide, this donation, on one hand, yes, this is material relief for the crisis that is happening in Jerusalem.
所以在一方面来讲，这个奉献呢，事实上就是对于耶路撒冷的贫困的基督徒的一个帮助。
On the other hand, it is also a message.
在另外一方面呢，也是一个很强而有力的信息。
And it is a message of solidarity and compassion from the Gentile Christians to the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem.
就是呢，对这个从外邦的信徒一致同行的信息，来施恩给耶路撒冷的在困苦中的弟兄姐妹们。
That is the message.
这就是一个信息。
And the messenger on this case, of course, is the Gentiles.
而且呢，这传信息的人是一个外邦人。
So this message that they are giving, it conveys to them that we, the Gentile Christians, we are also part of the body of Christ.
所以这个信息呢，就是告诉大家， 不管是外邦人或是犹太人，是同一个基督的身体。
The Gentile Christians, they are also part of the people of God.
外邦的基督徒呢，也是上帝的子民。
They are also belong to the same spiritual family as the Jews in Jerusalem.
他们也是属于同一个属灵的家庭。
And this is why this giving, it must be genuine and it must be voluntary.
这就是为什么这样的奉献呢，应该是真实而且是很自愿的。
And when this is so, men will praise and give glory to God.
当这样子的种子被种下的时候呢，人们就会将荣耀和赞美归给神。
Because from this giving, people will see, God has truly reconciled all men to himself, both Jews and Gentiles.
因为从这样的奉献呢，人们就会看到上帝呢，使犹太人以及外邦人呢，都和他和解了。
And this is the grace of God that can only the grace of God can enable this to be so.
只有上帝的恩典才能够成就这样的事情。
And therefore, this thanksgiving, Paul has to mention this thanksgiving because it's very important.
所以呢，保罗必须要讲到这样的感恩，因为是非常重要的。
Because this thanksgiving will acknowledge that the donation from the Gentile Christians, yes, it is now a divine act.
所以呢，他们会把这个外邦基督徒的奉献的举动看成一个神圣的举动。
And this thanksgiving from the Jewish Christians will now acknowledge that therefore these Gentile Christians, they are also part of the same spiritual family.
对耶路撒冷的犹太人来讲呢，这些外邦的基督徒呢，也成为一个同一个属灵的家庭。
Now the application for today's message is to be a cheerful giver.
今天的信息的重点是讲到一个成为乐意奉献的人。
But if you have been following my sermon, to be a cheerful giver, this is not a matter of will.
如果你一直听我的讲道的话，你会知道，成为一个乐意奉献的人，不是你自己可以决定的。
You cannot force yourself to be cheerful.
你不能强迫你自己成为一个喜乐的人。
It is a matter of understanding.
你必须要去认知。
Therefore, as fundraisers,
对于筹款的人来讲，
we must steer away from tactics of guilt or fear.
我们不能够使用这个恐惧或罪恶的方式来筹款。
Needless to say, if we use emotional manipulation or tapping on people's greed, these are even more deplorable.
而且我们更不能使用这些扭曲人的情绪呢，或是利用人的欲望。
Today we understand that we do not want to sow these seeds.
我们今天呢，我们不要种这样子的种子。
Because of the toxic fruits that we will bear.
因为我们知道这样会产生有毒的果子。
We talk about God's care for the poor.
我们讲到了对神对穷人的一个关心。
And Paul also talks about, you know, this donation drive is a practical solution for you.
保罗也讲到了这样一个筹款的举动呢，是来帮助人的。
And he gave them hope by pointing to the generous and abundant God.
他指向了这个慷慨以及丰盛的上帝呢，来给这些人希望。
And because this giving is out of hope, it is the kind of positive persuasion that will bear very good fruit.
因为它是出自希望的呢，所以它这样正向的劝导呢，事实上是会产生一个正当的果子。
And this is the lesson for fundraisers.
这就是一个对于筹款的人呢一个功课。
As donors.
对于奉献的人来讲，
Our joy comes from knowing the will of God.
我们知道了这个神的旨意呢是我们因为神的旨意知道神的旨意而喜乐。
It is grace that God gives us this opportunity to be able to work with Him.
因为神的恩典呢，使我们可以一起与他同工。
Now you through the news that you can read from the bulletin.
我们看到楼下布告栏上面的消息。
And we can read all the ministries that Jubilee Church is participating.
我们看到呢喜年堂的许多的事工。
Let us be well informed with what is also happening in the mission field.
那我们呢一同来知道宣教工厂上发生了什么事情。
The expansions in our equipping courses.
有哪些装备的课程。
And our involvement in the community and society of the Tiong Bahru area.
我们在这个Tiong Bahru这个地方呢，对于社区以及社会上的参与。
And if we inform ourselves of all this, which is our basic responsibility,
所以我们如果把这个当成我们自己基本的一个责任的话，
we will see the will of God at work.
我们会看到神的旨意在动工。
And this will channel us to therefore give with a cheerful heart.
这样子呢，会让我们更喜欢有一个喜乐而奉献的心。
Let us put our faith in God's justice.
那我们对他的公义有信心。
Let us put our hope in His providence.
对他的供应呢有希望。
And let us put our entire love into His vision.
对他的意向呢有一个爱心。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because of who you are, the God of justice and righteousness, the God of generosity and abundance. Lord, in knowing you, we find joy, and it is from this joy we give with a cheerful heart. Lord, continue to empower us so that we may know you and empower all the ministries that Jubilee is involved in.All this is asked in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us have our offering now.